All right, backing track in A minor. This one, I was with a student, and I was telling him how much fun it is to just, you know, type in YouTube backing track. And we just literally typed in backing track in A minor, and this is what came up. And it is indeed in A minor, and it's all diatonic to A minor, except for one chord. Can you guess what that is? It's D7. So A, Aeolian. The F major is the 6, the E minor is the 5, the A is a 1, A minor is the 1, that is, and then the D7, that's a 4-7 chord. Normally in a minor progression, the 4 would be a minor, but this is a 7. So you have a brief modal interchange, as I like to call it, for one bar. You're in A Aeolian for the first three bars and A Dorian for the fourth bar, because it, just look at the D7 chord. You play a D7 chord, it gives you an F sharp in it, and we know that the key of A minor is the same as C major, so there are no sharps or flats. So as soon as there is a sharp something or other in A minor, you're in a different mode from Aeolian. Does that make sense? So again, the first section where you play it four times, you're in A Aeolian first three bars and A Dorian for, and so the notes in Dorian are the exact same as Aeolian, except for that sixth becomes natural instead of flat. The next line, E minor, D minor, A minor, and G sus, are all diatonic to A minor. So this is really not a tough one in terms of soloing. You could use all A minor pentatonic and not play any sixth whatsoever, and it'll all work. But if you want to start digging into the harmony a little bit, then you would change the sixth to natural on bar 4 of the A section. All right, here I'm going to attempt it. Here we go.